Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Today's Wednesday, so we're taking the topic we've looked at all week that we explored in the Bible yesterday, and today we see how it starts to change and challenge our thinking. We're looking at a story Jesus told about one man who built his house on a rock, one man who built his house on sand. We talked about the one who built the house on rock being the one who listened to and lived out his words, and the one on sand being the one who didn't. We're looking at two particular truths from this story. The first one we saw yesterday was that we all build our lives on something. There's always a foundation upon which everything else is dependent. That can be a number of things in our lives. It's a question of whether it's a good foundation or not. And the second reality we see today is that we all weather storms in life. We all build our lives on some kind of foundation, and it needs to be able to withstand the storms in life because they're inevitable. They hit both men in this story. They've both built a house, they've both built it on a foundation. The question is whether the foundation will be able to weather the storms. Jesus says if the house is built on sand, it falls, and great is its fall. It's spectacular. Think of the houses that are falling into the lake on the Scarborough Bluffs. It's spectacular to see this beautiful premium home falling into the lake. Now it's the same with our lives. If we've built our lives on a foundation that ultimately will fail in the storms, we're in trouble. If my life is built on my stock portfolio and the market drops, and we have a crisis in the markets, then my entire life would be shaken if that's what I built it upon. If my entire life was built on my physical health and my exercise regime and my physical strength, then imagine if I got a bad diagnosis just out of the blue. It just happens. I've caught something terrible. Imagine how my life would be shaken. Everything that I'd poured myself into would now be gone, and it was completely out of my control. I was hit by a storm in life. Finally, imagine if my life is built on my children. If my children are going to become what I envision them becoming, and I've got a great plan for them to have a certain career, a certain lifestyle, to work out in a certain way. Imagine if they didn't turn out that way, if they rebel against me, or they simply choose a different path in life than the one I would have chosen. If my identity was built on them, if they were my foundation in life, I'd be done. I'd be crumbled. I would have failed at my entire life goal. That's a scary place to be. That's a scary foundation to build your life upon because it's not something you can control. But in that story, if my life was built upon God, God's kingdom, if it was built on that rock foundation of listening to Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount, and taking them to heart, making them the life foundation, then I would have something solid to stand on. As my children went off and rebelled, as my children went off and did their own thing in life, I'd be able to stand firm on a rock foundation, confident that my life is built on Jesus and his teaching. And I'd have a foundation upon which to reach out and lend them a hand when they were in trouble, or simply a foundation from which to watch them live their own lives and build their life on a foundation. I'd have that solid foundation to stand upon and that isn't built on the life of a 2-year-old or a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 30-year-old. Be built on the life of the one who's eternal, Jesus Christ. That's a good foundation in life. Now, if I built my life on Jesus Christ and his teaching and my stock portfolio failed, then in the same way, I'd be able to stand firm knowing that I wasn't investing my entire life in one place. Diversity is important in investing, right? And I've invested my life on more than just money. I've made decisions based on the teachings of Jesus to be a good steward of my money. And so all my eggs aren't in one basket financially. And if I'd built my life on a foundation of physical health and strength, and my body started to fail as I aged or as a disease caught up with me, then I'd be able to know that my life is not built on my physical body, which is only temporary anyway, but built on something eternal, Jesus Christ and his kingdom, where our bodies are renewed and transformed. And where all the physical ailments that plague us in this life are no longer. That's the kingdom of God that we can build our lives upon, and that Jesus was talking about in the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to see this in a little more depth tomorrow, but I've got a question for you to consider first. How can foundations in life crumble? What kinds of winds or rains expose their sandiness?